is because I have sought to think in terms of the whole nation that I am confident that today, just as 4 years ago, the people want more than promises. And our vision for the future contains more than promises. This is our answer to those who, silent about their own plans, ask us to state our objectives. Of course, we will continue to seek to improve working conditions for the workers of America. To reduce hours that are overlong. To increase wages that spell starvation. To end the labor of children and to wipe out sweatshops. Of course, we will continue every effort to end monopoly in business, to support collective bargaining, to stop unfair competition, and to abolish dishonorable trade practices. And for all these, we have only just begun to fight. Of course, we will continue to work for cheaper electricity in the homes and on the farms of America. For better and cheaper transportation, for low interest rates, for sounder home financing, for better banking, for the regulation of security issues, for reciprocal trade among nations, and for the wiping out of slums. And my friends, for all of these, we have only just begun to fight. Of course, we will continue our efforts in behalf of the farmers of America. With their continued cooperation, we will do all in our power to end up the pile, to end the piling up of huge surpluses, which spell ruinous prices for their crops. We will persist in successful action for better land use, for reforestation, for the conservation of water all the way from its source to the sea, for drought control and flood control, for better marketing facilities for farm commodities, for a reduction of farm tenancy, for encouragement of farm cooperatives, for crop insurance, and for a stable food supply for the nation. And for all these, too, we have only just begun to fight. Of course, we will provide useful work for the needy unemployed, because we prefer useful work to the pauperism of a dole.